A resolution by Supervisor Borkowski expressing intent to collaborate with the City of Milwaukee to utilize federal funds of $54.9 million to enhance Milwaukee County Transit System services.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me first thank both yourself, Chairman Mayo, and Supervisor Biddle. A couple of weeks back, I was part of a press conference with Milwaukee Aldermans Bob Donovan and Joe Dudzik, where we talked about the whole streetcar and talked about having a referendum. And I know that both of you acknowledged that, and I appreciate it. Why I'm bringing this forward is the fact that I am disturbed by the lack of leadership in Milwaukee County when it comes to this. Early on, Mayor Barrett mentioned that if the streetcar was to be put into place, that Milwaukee County should take over the operating costs of the streetcar. I don't have to tell anyone on this committee, any of our colleagues, anybody that has any knowledge of our transit system, we're basically hanging on to what we have. To take over the operations of the streetcar is absolutely ludicrous. And on July 18th, I wrote a letter to the county executive asking him, because he had boasted about the working relationship that he had with the mayor during his successful campaign for county executive, that I felt that he needed, as the chief executive of Milwaukee County, to come forward and say, Mr. Mayor, it's a non-starter. Not only that, I'm not even sure that we should actually have the streetcars. Needless to say, I didn't get any response. So I'm taking upon myself, Mr. Chairman and committee members, to have the county board be on record that, first of all, the streetcar, the $64 million of taxpayer money that's being thought of spending on the streetcar is, to say it mildly, is a waste. But if...
Well, can you turn down the volume? All right.
After my next statement, Mr. Chairman, there will be a marching band.
Okay.
But needless to say that if we hopefully do not go down the path of building this streetcar, that the last group of people that would be taking over the operations of that would be Milwaukee County government. And so I present this resolution before the committee and would hope that we could get favorable answers on this. So I make the motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve. Questions from the committee?
I have a question.
Supervisor Thomas?
Just reading the resolution, it seems, are you directing, you kind of leave it open, you know, and say, hey, we should collaborate. Exactly what are you asking for?
Mr. Chairman?
Supervisor Borkowski?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Great question. Don't necessarily need to get into the whole history of where this money is coming from, but obviously the early 90s, and then monies were lost because in action, and then there was a split, and I know that Senator Cole was involved, and two-thirds went to the city of Milwaukee, a third went to Milwaukee County. There has been some discussion as to how we spent the money, and we have spent our portion of the money on new buses. Okay, so for those that keep prattling on about you didn't spend the money that way, that's incorrect. The two-thirds for the city of Milwaukee was in essence, commitment to the streetcar. On a vote of 10-5 from their common council, they have stated that they want to go forward with this. I'm now using this opportunity to say, of that two-thirds portion that you, City of Milwaukee, received, I think that cooler and calmer and more rational heads could get together and say, you know what, we've got a very, very good mass transit bus system currently in this community. A streetcar would do absolutely nothing to enhance that. Why not help Milwaukee County and, in essence, help all of its residents? The other point that I know somebody's going to make is that, well, you're going to need an act of Congress to make this change because this money is earmarked a specific way. And I got to tell you, that's one of the lamest excuses I've heard, because if there is a will, there is a way. I don't know. You can't legislate common sense. But for someone like Congresswoman Moore, whose constituency relies heavily on the bus system, I think that she could make an outstanding case at the federal level to make some changes. So to hear that, well, you can't do it because this is the way the federal government has said, I don't think that we've even tried. And from the lack of leadership from this county executive, it's clear that there's no will. So again, I'm taking it upon myself, and I've heard from other colleagues that have said, let's go for it. Let's see if we can do this, because this does make some sense.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman,
yes, sir. Lord.
I guess none of us have a vote in Congress, so I'm not sure how that will go. That's up for debate. But I will agree that for Milwaukee County Transit System to be put in a position to take on an additional transportation mode without funding is definitely something we have to be concerned about. But, and just playing devil's advocate here, Supervisor, the City of Milwaukee, from some of the press releases that I've heard, have indicated that this will enhance public transportation services within the City of Milwaukee. At least that's the thought. I'm not saying I agree with it or not, but I'm trying to figure out, again, that goes back to the question of exactly what are we asking them for? Because if the city's position is this will enhance transit service and we're saying we want to collaborate, I think we need to be just a little bit more specific, or at least give them some options on these are the areas that we're looking at. But to your question on how do we utilize this money, maybe we should talk to, we have Mr. Grant here, if he could address that question, Mr. Chairman, to let us know if there is a possibility or if there is potential for us to divert this money towards buses or operation or whatever the will of the author of this legislation is.
Mr. Grant, do you have any comments for the committee?
Mr. Chairman, good morning, Supervisors. To the best of my knowledge, the funds that have been allocated to the city for the streetcar are specifically dedicated or for that particular project. I'm not aware that the funds can be used for another purpose.
In theory and premise, I agree wholeheartedly with you, Supervisor.
You're done?
Yep. I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think if one reads the actual resolution, it's very ambiguous and quite gray in what it really sets out. And so if you pass it, if you vote against it or whatever, I think it's almost quite meaningless. We always want to see cooperation between the City of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. There's no contract negotiations going on between the city and the county for any of us to
to vote on, but I don't think it's very productive to make disparaging comments, whether it's about the county executive, the mayor of Milwaukee, or Congresswoman Moore on this, because those three people have done more for transit in Milwaukee County than all of the state assembly and the state senate over the last 10 years. So I would hope that we would stay focused on those people that are really in a position to fund transit, that have stopped us, whether it has come to having a sales tax, a dedicated funding source for transit, or have fought the expansion and the use of federal money in our transit system. So I would just hope that we would focus on the resolution, which is very gray and very plain and very, like I said, ambiguous about what it really means when you talk about enhancement or what you would like to actually see, see when you say to cooperate. But I don't think it's very productive if we make disparaging comments about people who have been actually very pro-transit in Milwaukee County. Thank you.
Any other comments? Just to give a little history in the background so people understand exactly where this is coming from. This is ICE-T money. It came, it was $241 million. And what happened that we let some money go because Congress made the act. And it was Senator Herb Cole and Congress Obey who changed it from the money supposed to have been for getting people to work, unemployment, men and women to work. And that's what we were trying to enhance our transit system. Senator Cole and Congressman Obey changed it because Mayor Barrett used to be his seatmate, Obey. So they changed it into split it two-thirds so it would be a streetcar. It was never in Congress for a streetcar before. It was for money to get people to work. So that's where we are. So when they said Act of Congress, Congress did change this. I'm concerned that another municipality could tell if this is true. This first time I heard something like that, to tell that we're going to take over and our taxpayer dollars are going to have a choo-choo train going the circle. It's really not productive for our residents. It's not getting people to work. It is actually for entertainment for tourists. So you can vote this up or you can vote it down. We have a motion for approval. And on that note, Supervisor Bukowski.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I know the county executive's representative is in the audience. If that person could speak for the county executive and talk about all of the things that they have done or haven't done, I find it interesting that a colleague would use disparaging remarks when the truth is what it is. So let's hear from the county executive's office.
Now, will you please state your name for the record?
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. Tia Torres from the Office of the County Executive. We have not been formally approached by the City of Milwaukee to run the streetcar, and if we did, we would obviously have a resolution before you with our opinion on that. We clearly have enough on our plates writing MCTS currently. Our focus is maintaining the level of service that we believe we are doing so right now and aggressively pursuing federal funding options to do that. We looked at every federal pot of money that was available to us when we were trying to maintain the funding for this year due to state cuts. And we looked at this option, and it was not a viable option for operations. So I think that the county executive put a great amount of time in collaboration with the county board chair and the chair of the Transportation Public Works Committee in trying to find ways to maintain our quality of service that we currently provide. And we don't think that right now that there's any communications we need to have with the city because they haven't formally asked us to run the streetcar system.
Thank you.
Obviously, I have inside knowledge because I wrote this letter again July 18th. I was approached by the county executive chairman of chief
Staff.
Chief of Staff, yes. George Aldridge. George Aldridge came to my office and said, the county executive agrees with you, and I asked if he could put it in writing, but he won't put it in writing. So let me just say that there has been a lack of action from the county executive's office on this point. The fact that the mayor would put this out there to use the excuse that we didn't get a formal request, again, I don't know if we're always on reactions or whatever, but something like this needs to have solid leadership on, and to be quiet and to not say anything, or just maybe appease someone like me and say, you know, he's okay with it, but, you know, just let it go. Well, no, I'm not going to let it go. So there has been a lack of leadership from the county executive's office, plain and simple.
Supervisor Mayo?
I think, Mr. Chairman, because of this resolution, it's not really being pointed to tell exactly what we want to do. I would like to lay this over and have sent to staff. So the supervisors and the other supervisors would like to put more teeth to this so we understand exactly what we are trying to collaborate on, what we're asking for from the city. I'm not supportive of collaborating with the choo-choo train, period. And so unless we're going to enhance Milwaukee County system and the residents that serve within Milwaukee, the city of Milwaukee, and the total Milwaukee County, I would not be supporting it. So I would prefer to have this laid over. And anyone else would like to put some more information to it, please.
The question before the committee is layover. Is there any comments on the layover motion? Madam Clerk, at this...
Before you have a person on the street.
Okay. Mr. Nick DeMarsh.
Morning, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. My name is Nick DeMarsh. I represent the Milwaukee County Transit Riders Union. We take the matter of transit very seriously. This proposal makes a mockery of existing bus service and the proposed streetcar. Everyone here knows that federal law requires the $54.9 million to be used for a capital project. MTS, who is proposed to operate it, is not necessarily a part of the county, so it's a really pretty much a red herring as far as we see. Representing the transit riders of Milwaukee County, I'm here to remind you that many of us, your constituents, depend on transit to provide reliable service day in and day out, year in and year out. This proposal, and even the CMAQ proposal, makes us question how seriously our representatives take transit. CMAQ is intended to reduce congestion. Using this grant to cut transit in order to fill budget holes doesn't seem appropriate. Transit is hanging on a thread because of your neglect. Transit needs a dedicated funding source. A vehicle registration fee is practical and possible, and this would help fill the budget hole that is being created because of your neglect. In regards to the streetcar, we would encourage you to collaborate with Milwaukee to ensure that there's a smooth connection between the current buses, which both are called hanging on by a thread and good, which seems kind of contradictory. So we'd encourage you to collaborate with the city in order to make the connection between the two services more streamlined in ways as far as fare boxes so that one ticket can be used for both. Thank you.
All right, thank you for your comments. Mm-hmm. Committee members?
I have a question.
Supervisor Mayo?
The question is that you said that you are for the streetcar.
I did not say whether I was for or against the streetcar.
That's what I'm trying to, are you for the streetcar, sir?
This resolution, I'm commenting on this resolution, and this resolution does not propose to support or go against the streetcar. So I'm just commenting on this resolution.
I thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. So, any other comments from committee members? The motion before the committee is layover. Madam Clerk?
Mayo?
Aye.
Borkowski?
No.
Dmitrievich?
No.
Thomas?
Aye.
Harris?
No.
Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
Three no's, four ayes. The motion to lay over fails.
All right, the item is before us. We have a motion for approval by Supervisor Borkowski. Any other comments from committee members? See none. Madam Clerk, could you please call the roll?
Mayo?
No.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
No.
Thomas?
No.
Harris?
No.
Haas?
No.
Mr. Chair?
No.
One aye, six noes. The motion to approve fails.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Clerk.
You got it, Madam
Chairman.
Yep. Item number two.